To believe that was only 2 years ago. It feels like 10. Leo, thank you for all the little added Leo touches. You know what? I'm ready for today's main Easter attraction. Reverend Carlos Wayne and his son. Hey, Brother Carlos.
Reverend Britt, it's good to be with you, brother. 22 years. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Did you see the youth on all those faces in that choir in the opening song? That was a lot of youth.
Oh, my God, brother. Absolutely. That got my heart so deeply. And you're so right. Like, just seeing all of the people, some of them living in other parts of the country now, and some of them are singing in that heavenly choir. And I sure have a whole family full of people who are singing in that choir right along with them, beating that tambourine and stomping their feet, yelling out hallelujah every half verse. And so I love knowing that love is forever. It lasts forever. It's as present now as then. We are so blessed. We're so blessed, brother.
We are so blessed. I'm going to be speaking about the power of love next Sunday, and I can't think of a better way to set that up than Easter Sunday with you and all the love that you exude and that continually pours through you. And man, I'm just so jazzed and excited and revved up right now that we get to keep on doing this together. We get to keep serving and creating together. And oh my God, I'm just blessed beyond words.
As am I. As am I.
So, Brother Carlos, take it away, because I know you are risen from the dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother. I love that word, hallelujah. Hale means all praise to, or all power to, or all authority to. Hale is the same root as the word hail. So hail Caesar means all power to Caesar, all praise to Caesar, all authority in the hands of Caesar. Heil is also a derivative of that word. So Heil Hitler, they were saying, all praise to Hitler, all power and all authority are in the hands of Hitler. Hallelujah. Hale means all praise, all authority, and all powers to Yah. And Yah, as we know, is the original name for God. So hallelujah, all praise to God. Hallelujah, all power is God's. Hallelujah. All authority is God's. That's why it's one of my favorite words, because it reminds me that I am not the authority and I am not the power. And I myself am not worthy of praise. All praise, all authority, all power belong to God. And my capacity to live in heaven on planet Earth, each moment of each day, relies on my utter and complete dependence upon connecting with my source, the Almighty One, who shares every quality of God with me. If God is love, I must be love also. If God is light, I must be light also. If God is peace, well, then I am composed of peace. And if God is power, I must be composed of the power of God. I think last Easter or the Easter before, I brought to you some lyrics, not my own, some lyrics from the song that Johnny and I encountered way back, I believe, in the early 80s while we were living in Miami and were the assistants to Reverend Alan Stanley at Unity on the Bay. I think I told you that Johnny found it on the radio. We were going over one of the causeways, and suddenly in the middle of the song, Johnny had to pull over to the side of the road right there on that causeway, and we cried like babies because we believed the lyrics that we were hearing. It was a living testament coming from the mouth of Peter. And I bring it to you again today because it is so appropriate for the daily word that Sarah Dacey Charles, my sister, and the sister of each and every one of us gathered here today, brought forth for us with her reading. These are the lyrics coming from the mouth of Peter. It's interesting that Chuck Fillmore has referred to Peter as faith, because in this song, this testimony is not coming from the mouth of a man filled with faith. And so what it allows me to understand, that Chuck was telling me that you can be in a place of not having faith in one moment, but then that can be your turning point. And then you can live in deep faith from that point forward. I know this has happened to me, but let me get to the testimony from the mouth of Peter. He is giving this testimony in the dark of the night and the early morning hours of what we have come to call Easter. He is gathered with some of the other disciples. Jesus has been crucified, and he believes that they are being hunted. Peter has done something that he swore he would never do. He said he would always stand up for the Christ principle, which is embodied as Jesus of Nazareth, that he would not deny that Christ principle and the power in it. He swore that he wouldn't. I've done that. And then later, he did not keep his word. So when asked, are you one of the 12? Peter has said three different times, I don't know him. No, I'm not among them. This is his Lord and Savior. This is his master. This is his guru. This is his faithful companion. But in fear for his life, he says, I don't know him. Sometimes fear can cause each of us to deny that we know the principles of truth. It can cause us to turn our backs on the principles of love, peace, joy, harmony, giving, serving, and embracing. At any rate, of course, he's filled with shame now. He believes that Jesus is dead forever, and his mind is turning on him. He has raging thoughts in his mind at this moment of this testimony. The gates and doors were locked, and all the windows fastened down. I'd spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear, the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle. A voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of the soldiers' feet. Well, there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We all ran toward the garden, and John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet we'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't bless me anymore. Well, back inside the house again, all the guilt and the anguish came, and every fear I'd ever felt just added to my shame. Because when it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. So even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Well, suddenly, the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume, and a light that shone from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees and I clung to him and cried. Well, he raised me to my feet, and as he looked into my eyes, every fear I'd ever felt just melted into peace. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I am forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I am forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I am forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. Church, how blessed are we who proclaim our time together this morning as our own Resurrection Sunday celebration service. How blessed are we who have been dead and have risen from the dead more times than we care to count, more times that the mercy of our brain will allow us to remember, lest the memory of all of the times and moments and days and hours of being dead would be so overwhelming that it would crush our hearts to shattering. How blessed are we to announce that I was dead and now I live again. I didn't appear to be dead to those who witnessed me. I was still walking around. I still had a pulse. I still had a heartbeat. I was still breathing, sucking air in and pushing it out, and then returning to suck it in and push it out again and again and again and again, appearing to be alive, and yet I wasn't. Inside, where it counts. Inside is where it counts. All of the moments, all of the hours, all of the days, all of the weeks, all of the months, even years of being dead, but appearing to be alive, being one among the vast multitude of the walking dead among us. I thought that's who I was, and I presented myself as being who I thought I was. But praise God, I was lost in a dream, a nightmare dream of being separate from God, separate from all other people, separate from my good, lost in a nightmare dream of isolation, of having been cast out of the Garden of Eden, which is the Garden of Plenty, where I was cared for and protected and loved beyond measure. I thought that was me. Moments, hours, days, weeks, months, even years sometime, of having no inner experience of aliveness or liveliness within me. But that was then. I reached my turning point. Like Peter, once the touch of the activated Christ mind touched my heart, I have been changed from mortal to immortal, from corruptible to incorruptible. I am the evidence of Paul's letter that he wrote to the church of Corinth all those years ago, where he spoke of a mystery. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Because the trumpet will sound, and the dead in corruption shall be raised into incorruption. The dead to mortality shall be raised into immortality, and we shall all be changed. This must happen, not an after-death experience, but an experience right here, right now, anytime we choose to awake. You who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you life. How blessed are we to take this moment seriously, that the entire death, crucifixion, resurrection story speaks of me, speaks of you, speaks of us all. How we were lost and made found, how we were blind and made to see, how we were lame and once again were allowed to walk, how we were dumb and once again were given a voice to speak. It all speaks of me, my psychological and emotional unfoldment from carnal to divine, from mortal to immortal, from corruptible to incorruptible. How blessed are we with all of our moments, hours, days, weeks, months, even years sometime, of being, as I said before, among the vast multitude of the walking dead among us. I'm speaking about me. How I was dead, and how I have now rose again and again and again. How I have been born again, again. I have to run and tell somebody. I can't keep it to myself. Jesus is risen. And is alive in me. Christ Jesus has risen and has awakened the Christ in me, the truth of who I am, the truth of whose I am. How blessed are we who have come to know that we are the immortal, invulnerable, all-powerful, and all-awesome testaments of how we rose again. And as we always have, so can we now. As we always have, and so can we now, so can we always rise and awaken to the truth of who we are. My testimony is that as far as I am concerned, the resurrection was a success. I have been awakened. Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you life. Hallelujah. All praise to Yah. Hallelujah. All power belongs to Yah. Hallelujah. All authority is Yah's authority. I am so grateful you showed up at my resurrection celebration party this day, at this hour, in this moment. Now let's go inside and meditate and deepen our awareness. Thank you for listening. And now I take the time to breathe. Gently and deeply I breathe. I go inside and I recall. It is hard for me to be upset by the trials and challenges of the day. When I take but a brief look back at all of the challenges and trials I've made it through and risen above in days gone by, I'm still here. I breathe and I remember. I am still here. And my story has been a story of overcoming, of how I awakened, how I rose up, and how I kept going. I have been dead before, and I have always risen from the dead. I am the living, breathing, here and now proof that the resurrection was a success. I have died and been born again, over and over and over again. I breathe deeply and I remember all that I have made it through, all that I have overcome, all that I have risen above. More times than I care to remember, far more than I can count. All the little moments of not feeling alive, and long months, even years of existing, yet not really living. Yes, I've died before. I have been dead inside, where it counts. And I have somehow, some way, risen from the dead. Yes, I am the living, breathing, here and now proof that the resurrection was a success. I have answered the call to awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you life. Christ, my true identity, my true self. I, as God created me, have awakened from the sleep of death, over and over and over again, more times than I can count. And so I cannot be discouraged by the cares and trials and troubles of today, when I take but a brief glance back at all I've made it through. My overcoming is assured. I breathe and remember. I am the living, breathing, here and now proof that the resurrection was a success. I relax. I am safe. I relax. I am whole and holy. I rise. I rise. I rise. So it has always been. So it is. And so it shall always be.
While men look for crowns and thrones. He walked with crowds alone, planting a seed in you and me. Who died, crying for those who cried, bursting forth glory.